said at last. "No, I don't mind," said Tiffany. "But it's not fair." "We're the only ones who know the truth," said Tiffany. Pat, pat, pat. Roland stared at the fat, rich butter as she calmly patted it into shape. "Oh," he said. You won't tell anyone, will you? I mean, you've got every right to, but..." Pat, 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 pat. "No one would believe me," said Tiffany. "I did try," said Roland. "Honestly, I really did." "I expect you did," Tiffany thought. "But you're not very clever, and the Baron certainly is a man without first sight. He sees the world the way he wants to see it." "One day you'll be Baron, won't you?" she said. "Well, yes, one day. But look, are you really a witch?" "When you're Baron, you'll be good at it, I expect," said Tiffany, turning the butter around. "Fair and generous and decent. You'll pay good wages and look after the old people. You wouldn't let people turn an old lady out of her house. Well, I hope I..." Tiffany turned to face him, a butter paddle in each hand. "Because I'll be there, you see. You'll look up and see my eye on you. I'll be there on the edge of the crowd all the time. I'll be watching everything. Because I come from a long line of aching people, and this is my land. But you can be the Baron for us, and I hope you're a good one. If you are not, there will be a reckoning. Look, I know you were... Roland began, going red in the face. "Very helpful," said Tiffany. "But you can't talk to me like that, you know." Tiffany was sure she heard, up in the roof, and on the very edge of hearing, someone say, "Ach, Crivens, what a wee snotter." She shut her eyes for a moment, and then, heart pounding, pointed a butter paddle at one of the empty buckets. "Bucket, fill yourself," she commanded. It blurred and then sloshed. Water dripped down the side. Roland stared at it. Tiffany gave him one of her sweetest smiles, which could be quite scary. "You won't tell anyone, will you?" she said. He turned to her, face pale. "No, no one would believe me," he stammered. "Oi," said Tiffany. "So we understand one another. Isn't that nice? And now, if you don't mind, I've got to finish this and make a start on some cheese." "Cheese? But you could do anything you wanted," Roland burst out. "And right now I want to make cheese," said Tiffany calmly. "Go away." "My father owns this land," said Roland, and then realised he'd said that out loud. There were two little but strangely loud clicks as Tiffany put down the butter paddles and turned round. "That was a very brave thing you just said," she said. "But I expect you're sorry you said it, now that you've had a really good think." Roland, who had shut his eyes, nodded his head. "Good," said Tiffany. "Today I'm making cheese. Tomorrow I may do something else. And in a while, maybe, I won't be here, and you'll wonder, where is she? But part of me will always be here. Always. I'll always be thinking about this place. I'll have it in my eye, and I will be back. Now, go away." He turned and ran. After his footsteps had died away, Tiffany said, "All right, who's there?"
"It's me, mistress. No as big as medium-sized jock, but bigger than wee jock, mistress."
The pixie appeared from behind the bucket and added,
"Robin, anybody said we should come to keep an eye on you for a wee while, and to thank you for the offering."
"It's still magic, even if you know how it's done," Tiffany thought. "Only watch me in the dairy, then," she said. "No spying."
"Ach, no, mistress," said not as big as medium-sized jock, but bigger than wee jock, nervously.
Then he grinned.
"Fionn's gone off to be the kelder for a clan over near Copperhead Mountain," he said, "and she's asked me to go along as the gonagal."
"Congratulations."
"Aye, and William says I should be fine if I just work on the mouse pipes," said the pixie. "And,
"Yes," said Tiffany.
"Hamish says there's a girl in the Long Lake clan who's looking to become a kelder. It's a fine clan she's from,
The pixie was going violet with embarrassment. "Good," said Tiffany. "If I was Rob anybody, I'd invite her over right away."
"You didn't mind,"
said not as big as medium-sized jock, but bigger than wee jock, hopefully.
"Not at all," said Tiffany.
She did, a little bit, she had to admit to herself. But it was a bit she could put away on a shelf in her head somewhere.
"That's grand," said the pixie. "The lads were a bit worried, you ken. I'll run up and tell them."
He lowered his voice.
And would you like me to run after that big heap of jobbies that just left and see that he falls off his horse again?"
"No," said Tiffany hurriedly. "No, don't, no.